Hello and welcome to the Lincoln County Gardener, a weekly segment broadcast on KYAQ Newport, where the Lincoln County Master Gardeners bring you weekly conversations on a variety of gardening topics. Master Gardeners are local community members trained in scientifically based gardening techniques by Oregon State University Extension Service, so we'll be sharing research-based and locally relevant information. My name is Ross, I'm a Lincoln County Master Gardener, and I'll be your host this week. With me is Master Gardener Herb Fredrickson, and we'll be talking about mycelium. Thanks for joining me.
You're welcome, Ross. Good to be here.
Would you start us off by talking a little about your experience and interest in the topic?
Well, I am a Master Gardener, as you mentioned. I'm also a member of the Lincoln County Mycological Society. I'm not educated in mushrooms or mycology, but I thought this would be an interesting topic, so I did a little research and I offered to do this presentation. So,
thank you so much. Yeah. I think it's going to be fascinating.
Yeah.
Would you start us off by talking about what mycelium is?
The mycelium is the main body of fungus that lives in the soil. And it consists of a fine thread-like network of filaments, and these individual filaments are called hyphae. If you look very closely at healthy soil or turn over a compost pile or flip over a rotting piece of wood, you'll likely see these very small thread-like roots with white branching structure. This is mycelium. The largest mycelium gets is about as thick as a hair. Most of it's microscopic, so people don't really recognize it. I just saw some the other day. I flipped over a board that started to rot on the bottom, and there was all this like spiderwebish looking white network, and that's mycelium.
I see it all the time in the garden.
Yeah, so this network is made up of hyphae, like I said, and hyphae join together to form this network. Mycelium grows similar in soil as plant roots grow in soil. The difference being mycelium decomposes material for most of its nutrition and plant roots absorb. Mycelium is really responsible for a lot of soil that we have on Earth. Mycelium secretes enzymes and they break down organic matter and absorb this as food. And they also make this available for plants. Mycelium also decomposes rock by a process called biological weathering. And it secretes acids that break down rock into mineral components that are made available in the soil. And this decomposing of organic matter and rock has been critical for the formation of life as we know it. I just want to mention a few things about fungus because that's not something people usually talk about quite a bit. There are six classifications of life on Earth, six kingdoms. And there is animals, plants, fungi, bacteria, and two others that only inhabit very inhospitable places. So fungi is a major classification of life on Earth. It includes mushrooms, yeast, molds, mildews, lichens, rust, and smut. There's very little public knowledge about fungi.
Yeah, especially people only think of the fruiting body of very stereotypical fungus.
Of a mushroom.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Did you know that the antibiotic penicillin that saved millions of people's lives and statin drugs that are used to treat high cholesterol were both formulated from fungus. There's many medications have been formulated from fungus. Fermentation caused by yeast. We have bread, wine, beer. Yeast is also naturally occurring on our skin and in our guts that keep us healthy. Molds are used to make cheese, soy sauce, miso, tofu, and other products. So many of the things we're accustomed to and we interact with all the time, don't really think of them, fungus being involved in them. There's also some common fungus that are not so nice. Some people get athlete's feet or dandruff. This is created by fungus.
Yeah.
And in the garden we have a bad fungus that causes mildew and root rot. So fungi are everywhere, but the average person really doesn't think about them that much.
So then to bring it back to mycelium, where does mycelium come from?
mycelium or fungus came from the oceans, basically. They've been on land for about 600 million years.
I would not have guessed that they came from the ocean, but I guess most things did at some point originate there.
All living life pretty much came from water. Mm-hmm. Mycelium, when it made its way out of the oceans, and we're talking 600 million years ago, you know, is an estimate, it fed on algae and other ocean organisms that had washed ashore, and it decomposed them as part of its feeding process and started to create soil. Hmm. Also, mycelium decomposes rocks through biologic weathering. So without this, over hundreds of millions of years, life would be quite a bit different than we see now on Earth. Soil has really contributed a large part of it through fungal action.
There would be no us without it, yeah.
The other thing I wanted to mention was that fungi reproduce and propagate from spores. So when we go out to sea, we see a mushroom out in a field, spores are created under the cap of the mushroom. They are similar to seeds from a plant. They'll find a nice place to grow in the soil, and then they grow from there. One spore would create one hyphae, and then these find similar hyphae to themselves, to their family, and they'll form a network. This is called mycelium. And the hyphae grow in the soil, similar to the roots of a plant grow.
Interesting. Sort of parallel pathways through the world. Roots and mycelium.
Yeah, yes. And here's a fun fact. In Malheur National Forest out in eastern Oregon, there's a fungus, a mushroom called Amaryllis austri, which is the largest known organism on Earth. Hmm. It covers 4 square miles. And it's well over 2,500 years old.
Mm, that's amazing.
That's pretty impressive.
So how does mycelium relate to plants?
Well, that relation is called mycorrhizal.
Mm-hmm. More words for us. I hope all the listeners are taking notes.
The term mycorrhizal is used to describe the relationship between fungi and plants. Plants came from the oceans about 500 million years ago, is the estimate. Fungi had already been on land for over 100 million years, a long time, creating soil, breaking down rock, etc., etc. It's thought that when early plants came out of the ocean, they lacked roots. And so this mycorrhizal network started occurring about 500 million years ago or so. Fungi were already present. And a relationship of exchanging nutrients allowed plants to develop on land for a few million years before they evolved their own roots. And then they could take up a lot of their own nutrients on their own. This connection continued after plants had developed roots. Mycorrhizal function decompose material in soil and break down minerals and rocks, making this available to plants. Some of these nutrients include nitrogen, phosphorus, sulfur, potassium, and there's several others. In exchange for this, and this is the relationship part, plants provide sugar as nutrients for fungi. And plants create these carbon substances of sugars through the process of photosynthesis. Mm-hmm. So fungi are exchanging minerals and water, and the plants are giving back carbon that's created from photosynthesis. It's been found throughout Earth's history that this mycorrhizal relationship between fungi and plants is responsible for sequestering significant amounts of atmospheric carbon into the soil.
Ooh.
Way back when, the soil had a very high level of carbon dioxide and other toxic chemicals, and life could not develop because there was no significant amount of oxygen. This exchange of nutrients and sequestering of carbon in the soil contributed to the rise of oxygen levels in the atmosphere, which allowed more complex plants and animals to develop. This is a process over millions and millions of years. So these mycorrhizal networks have played a critical role in global balance for carbon. Balance that we now hear scientists talk about is a little bit out of whack.
Yes.
Between 80 and 90% of all plant species either associate beneficially or are dependent on mycorrhizal fungi for their survival. Major food crops of corn, wheat, and soybeans are all examples of mycorrhizal crops. 80 or 90% of plants have this mycorrhizal relationship with fungi. Not only do these connections allow for exchange of nutrients between fungi and plants, but they also allow plants to share their resources with other plants.
That's fascinating. What other uses are there for these fungal networks?
Besides the soil building capacity, fungi can use to clean up contaminated soils by a process called micro-remediation. Petroleum products, heavy metals, and some pesticides are made from organic compounds. So fungi feed on these pollutants, break them down into simpler compounds. They can also be used for pollution cleanup in extreme cold or radioactive environments where traditional remediation methods are too costly. I have personally received boxes in the mail that contain molded mycelium packing material. Nowadays, it's quite trendy in some circles that mycelium is used to create fabrics, which is also quite often a substitute for leather products. Mycelium is also a very important food source for many soil invertebrates, such as earthworms, nematodes, beetles, and many other species.
So would you elaborate a little more on why people interested in gardening should also know about mycelium and mycorrhizal networks?
The general answer is that healthy soils grows good gardens.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't create a mycorrhizal network. Fungi do this, but you can nurture fungal mycelium networks in your garden with sustainable gardening practices. Nowadays, you can even purchase mycorrhizal inoculants, additives to put in your pots or in your garden. Mm-hmm. But these are not necessary if you have a healthy garden nourished with compost and tender loving care. In composting, mycelium is essential for converting plant matter into compost. When using compost, mycelium will be added to your garden.
So what activities influence the health of mycorrhizal networks in the garden, for better and for worse?
Well, for healthy mycorrhizal networks in the garden, minimize soil disturbance, use organic mulches, practice crop rotation, and reduce chemical use. These are all standard practices for sustainable gardening. Harmful activities would include excessive synthetic fertilization, the use of fungicides, frequent tilling or aggressive soil disturbance, which is common in industrial agriculture. Extreme drought or waterlogged soil conditions can stress or kill mycelium. Mycorrhizal networks are living entities. Organic gardening practices foster these networks by building complex soil where these networks can thrive. Using compost, avoiding harmful chemical applications, and nurturing your soil is critical for a healthy garden.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you so much. That was amazing.
You're welcome.
I hope all our listeners will go out into the garden understanding that they're in a partnership with the mycorrhizal fungi now. It's the time of year to start looking into seed catalogs. Local is better, so look for Oregon-based seed companies to get your seeds from. While some seeds can stay viable for several years, not all will continue to germinate year after year, so only buy what you actually intend to use, even if there's good deals. You probably don't need as much as you think you do. Taking the time now during the off-season to plan and prepare your garden for the next spring will not only give you something fun to dream of to get through the slow, dark Oregon coast winters, but will also allow you to hit the ground running come early spring. That's it for our program this week, but tune in for future broadcasts on KYAQ Newport. You can find out how to contact us with all your gardening questions on our website, www.orcoastmga.org, where we'll also be putting these episodes after they air if you need another listen. We'd also love to hear your subject suggestions for future episodes of the Lincoln County Gardener. This broadcast is created by the Lincoln County Master Gardener Association, who work in collaboration with the Oregon State University Extension Services. Until next time, happy gardening!